Welcome back. This is our business-to-business segment. As a certified financial planner, my job is really to put the best team in place. I'm in studio with my business resource team, estate planning attorney Steve Gibbs, and the president of AE Life Insurance Division, Jim Bowman. And we're going to talk about right now the difference between qualified versus non-qualified. And Jim, I know you have some stories about this, but I want to let's go back and forth on this because this is very important. Let's, you know, the listeners out there saying, what's the difference between a qualified and a non-qualified? And I can pretty much tell you the qualified, that means you get a tax deduction for your money that you're putting in. Non-qualified means you're not getting a tax deduction. You get maybe tax deferral or tax free, but you're not getting that tax deduction. I like the story you tell about the difference between the two, and we'll talk about.
Yeah, and I think it's really important for business owners because most of the business owners cannot save enough if they have a 401k. It just does not replace enough of their income when it's time for them to retire. So this is where it's really important to understand, you know, how smart Uncle Sam really is because how they developed the tax code when it comes to qualified money. Because you feel like you're saving a ton of money, but the reality is you're just growing more money to pay in taxes. And let me explain the kind of the seed versus the harvest kind of mindset. So let's say and you've got somebody who's saving $3,000 a year. They're 35. They save that for 30 years. So they've put away $90,000. Well, that $3,000 generates about a $1,300 federal income tax deduction. And with that, that's $39,000 of savings. Well, now at 66, you start taking income, and that money will last at 7%. It grows to about $400,000. And if you take out $40,000 a year, it'll last like 11 years. But during those 11 years, even though you didn't pay $39,000 for those 30 years, you're going to pay somewhere in the neighborhood of about $170,000 in taxes.
Well, wait, let's talk about that. So you're putting money away today or while you're working to save approximately $39,000. Now, if you're in 401k, this makes it, let's talk about this. If you're 401k, you're allowed to put a lot more than $30,000. So let's say you're putting $20,000 away. So yeah, you're saving money, but you're going to be paying three times to four times what you know, by deferring it than you do now. So that's qualified.
And that's how smart Uncle Sam really is.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're deferring that. And that's right now they're sitting on a huge amount of money that a lot of people who at 70 and a half are starting to get a wake-up call with their required minimum distributions. Now they're being forced to pay taxes, and that may bump them into a higher tax bracket.
It's like that old Fram commercial, pay me now or pay me later.
Absolutely.
So they're now a non-qualified would be?
So non-qualified strategies would include that product that nobody really likes to hear about, life insurance. And one of the very special attributes of life insurance, and this is because the Internal Revenue Service says that, is that any growth inside a life insurance contract will grow tax deferred. And when you want to pull that out, you are loaning your money back from your own policy, so there's no tax consequences if it's structured right and done right.
And the limits are a whole lot more that you can put in.
The limits are only restricted by your net worth and how much you're willing to put into the contract.
Absolutely. And there's some different ways also. If you're a business owner out there and people say, you know what, I don't like those high premiums for estate planning or something, there's things that we can do to talk on that. And this is just one of the examples. But if you'd like to know more about that, I know you're busy out there running your business in your home. You know, but you have to take time to plan. You have to take time to plan. And there's too many nightmare stories that both Jim and I have heard and Steve Gibbs also. But this is important to understand the difference between qualified and non-qualified. And it's important to, you know, to you and your family. If you'd like to know more about this, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155 or visit us on the web at savingtheinvestor.com.